Chinese President Xi Jinping has signed 17 accords with Iran and has put agreements in place to increase bilateral trade to $600 billion over the next decade. So how would you evaluate the success of his recent visit to Iran?
I think if one looks beyond the rhetoric, what you're seeing is a Chinese tilt towards Iran. Keep in mind, and that's for several reasons. First of all, China and Iran have far closer common interests than China and Saudi Arabia do. Iran projects itself as a revolutionary rather than a sectarian state, and the fact that it is primarily Shiite and not Sunni is of importance to Chinese leaders, particularly given suspicions that Saudi funding of Islamic schools in northwestern China, which propagate Wahhabism, a very Puritan interpretation of Islam, may be fueling political violence. Moreover, if you look at oil trading patterns, over the last year, Chinese imports from Saudi Arabia have remained stagnant. They've increased by 30% from Russia, and Iran is looking to boost, in the wake of the lifting of the sanctions, its oil exports by 500,000 barrels a day, and it hopes to do so by selling it to China. This is leaving aside naval and military cooperation between the two countries that is already going on.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about the economic aspect now. Now, during Xi's visit, China signed new deals on the construction of the new Suez Canal with Egypt, a cooperation deal with Yanbu Oil Refinery in Saudi Arabia, and several others with Iran as well. So, James, just how significant do you think these achievements are for China and for the Middle East as a whole?
China benefits from the fact that it was the United Nations rather than Western countries, and particularly the United States, that lifted sanctions. In fact, the United States, since the lifting of the sanctions, has imposed more sanctions on Iran. So in that sense, China benefits from that. The economic aspects are very important, both in terms of commerce and trade, as well as in terms of the One Belt, One Road initiative. But I think what China is also gradually learning, that the Middle East will not allow it to simply build its relations on economic ties. The Middle East does not like to be ignored. It goes to great lengths to make sure that it is the center of attention. And it sees China, whether China sees itself as such or not, as a superpower, and feels that China has to take on the responsibilities of a superpower. So what you're already seeing is the very beginnings of China realizing that it cannot only be an economic player in the region, it will also have to be a political player.